Griffin here.
None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song!
Hi.
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Stephen Ambones.
And this is Killed to Death.
And it's the Improvised True Crime Podcast.
I feel like we haven't done one of these in a while, Steve.
We haven't, and it shows, because I had to remember my name.
But you got both of the... You've got twice as hard a job because you have a nickname as well you have to deal with.
So thank you for the gas up to start. And while we're talking about... nothing to do with gas, but what we are talking about is liquids, because we're talking about the fall season.
Well, gasoline. You know what?
Yeah. And a lot of people think of pumpkin spice, of course, but that's not the only drink that comes back in the fall season. There are a ton of other drinks that are exciting in the fall season that we would love to share with you.
Yes.
And you're gasping right now. You're like...
That was honestly... zero reaction, just involuntarily. That seemed to be my resting face today, was surprise.
Okay, well, good that you're not shocked, because of course you have a list prepared.
Of course I have a list prepared of other fall drinks that are not pumpkin spice lattes we are excited for. Number one would be just regular pumpkin juice.
Which gets swept under the rug.
It gets swept under the rug because everyone goes to the pumpkin spice lattes, everyone goes to the pumpkin like flavored this or whatever, but just get the real thing.
Just wring out a pumpkin.
November 1st, you drive around. You're going to find quite a few. Mm-hmm. Some will already be pre-mushy, mushed up for you.
And these are free.
These are 100% free. If anything, again, if they've been smashed by teens, you're doing a service to the community by grabbing one of these and kind of trying to choke it down in front of their house. And yeah, again, hopefully it's juice. At this point, it'll probably be pretty solid, and it will be tough to
take
get down.
Well, take it to like a wood chipper. Take it to your friend who has a wood chipper.
We've or all more got that teens.
Friend. Yep. Yeah. And they can bash it in.
And then you've made friends, and you've had one of the best tasting drinks you will have in your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what... Okay, and this, of course, leads me in to my number four, which is... latte. Now, a lot of people talk about pumpkin spice
They're
latte,
back.
But a lot of people don't know. It's that season again. Lattes are back. And they get swept under the rug. For sure.
Steve,
for
the listener, they don't know this. Your rug is soaked.
Well, my rug is like a mound. There's a mound of shit. It's kind of in the middle of my rug. For the amount of things that I put
anytime
under the rug.
You spill a drink on the floor, you say you sweep it under the rug, but I don't think you understand how like a liquid operates.
No, if you sweep enough, anything can go under the rug.
Okay, that's a nice sentiment.
And in this case, lattes are getting
lattes.
They're getting ignored. It's milk. It's delicious.
I'm going to go with another latte. Not pumpkin spice, not latte. But leaf.
Leaf latte.
In the same way that pumpkins are associated with fall, I find that leaves, especially ones that have yellowed and redded.
Some people like to press them in a book. And
some
you
people
just
like
to dip them in milk.
Some people like to press them in a book. Some people like me like to put them in a glass of milk and call it a latte.
And that's a nice fall drink.
Yeah, I'll use a leaf like an Oreo. And sometimes if I'm feeling very thirsty that day, I'll dunk it several times and then just suck the milk off of the leaf. And a lot of people like seeing that happen.
You've pulled.
I've assumed, certainly.
And I said before that gas had nothing to do with what we were talking about, but that was a lie.
Uh-oh.
For my surprise. Number two pick, it's gas. And this is does not because you drink gas, but because it's a very important... Are you surprised?
Resting face.
Oh, sorry. It's a very important liquid of the fall. Your lawnmowers run on it. Mm-hmm. Your boats run on it. All the people with island cottages rushing back to shore before it freezes over.
Animatronic
skeleton that you have to pull the ripcord.
You start him up, and then he runs around.
And the kids come by, and it's like, you can hear the sound of the engine running.
Yeah. And it's a skeleton,
and
like skeleton
running towards you. Honestly, that is a terrifying Halloween decoration. So.
Sounds like a dirt bike. It sucks. It sucks having that in the neighborhood, though, because then you're liable. Because, you know, the kids are going to want to ride them and take them off jumps and stuff.
Yeah. That sounds like something they do at Jackass.
I'm Steve-O, and welcome to the skeleton.
And then they ride him down a hill. They're like, that's not what this is for.
I'm Steve-O. We found a corpse.
I'm Steve-O, and this is Stand By Me.
They should introduce every movie like that.
Yeah. I'm Leo DiCaprio, and welcome to Titanic.
Steve, speaking of finding a corpse,
yeah,
would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah, I got to.
You have to. I'm off the hook for this one. The victim, Penny, found dead in a barrel of wine. Today's guest, Sol San Diego, sommelier who found the body. Sol, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Quick question, just what was Penny's last name? I didn't quite, maybe my headphones cut out.
Well, we didn't get that information from you, so we don't have it on our end either.
Oh, I believe it was Penny iPad, but that's my records.
Oh, Penny
could
iPad.
Be wrong. I could be mistaken, but probably
no,
not.
That's
we'll
okay.
make a note of that.
We nope. could have also assumed that was a joke.
I also thought that was a joke, but I'm writing iPad and it's
Penny
locked
iPad.
In.
Sorry.
It's significant because she's heir to the iPad fortune, of course.
Oh.
That's why her name also sure. is Penny, because her family has a lot of money. They love money.
That's right. Does she have siblings?
Yeah.
And their names?
Sir Wilfred Laurier, iPad. And Loon.
And kids playing hockey.
Yeah. And Queen Victoria iPad, of course, the middle child.
Oh, yes.
So it sounds like you knew Penny well.
No, never met her.
Oh, you just know of her from her fortune.
Yes, I'm a fan of iPads, so I learned about the family via that.
What's your favorite app?
My favorite app, I would obviously have to say Candy Crush, because...
Yeah, sorry, that was obvious. What's,
because,
what's your second number favorite two? App, then?
My second favorite app? Skype.
Yeah!
Close second.
And listeners know whenever a guest says Skype, that's of course a fan giveaway. So just tweet us the word Skype and we'll send you something good.
It's the word of the day, Pee-wee Herman style. Everybody screams.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
oh,
everyone screams.
Yeah.
What's a scary show?
But I like to imagine everyone is kind of screaming off and on, kind of like they're riding a roller coaster when they listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to imagine a lot of wheeze from the fan base.
It's silent during our intro, like the climb.
Yeah, they put their arms up.
And then
up.
The moment, yeah. And the moment they introduce the guest, everyone's like, whoa!
Just at the thought of us talking slightly less.
Yeah. Finally, someone new.
You are a sommelier.
I am. That's right.
So for those who don't know, what does the job of sommelier entail?
Right, because I'm one that does know because of mm-hmm. for how
because
long I've
job.
Been doing it. That's right, which is a long time. So I interact with wines in a way that is just a little bit more advanced than the average wine enthusiast because
yeah,
what
I guess
I
the
do,
sorry.
No. What do you think I do? Wait, I'll just say what I'm one of the things I do is when people come to our vineyard, yes, they order food as well as wine, and I tell them which wine to get with their food.
Wow. Yeah, nice.
That's what I do.
What's most impressive is your confidence.
That's just my accent.
This.
Oh, where are you from?
My apologies.
I'm from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Well,
can we do a little bit of a test here? Because yeah. This might be fun. If we name a food and you tell us what wine goes best with it?
Absolutely. That'd be my pleasure.
So if I go to a vineyard, I'm trying to imagine myself there, I'm probably going to order a hot dog.
Absolutely. So hot dog, white wine.
What? Oh, okay.
Because the hot dog is like a bit, you know, it's kind of heavy. And so the white wine will just lighten that up a little bit in your tum.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. And bun is kind of white, so it matches.
That's exactly right. Where did you used to be a sommelier as well?
No. See, I got confused immediately because hot dog's red. So I didn't know which one to go with.
That a lot of people think that, but it's actually opposite. So like, for example, if you're having like a nice white fish, you're going to want a nice heavy red wine with it.
Right, because fish is light and you want heavy to balance it out in your tongue.
Exactly. You always have to be medium balanced with light and heavy. That's just something that we learn in sommelier school.
Steve, what would you order at the vineyard?
I would get a steak perfectly medium.
Okay, ooh. So for that, I would recommend actually a beer.
Wait, so you
recommend
can recommend
leaving
any drink.
The vineyard?
Yeah, I recommend all kinds of drinks. I'm more of a liquids expert than I took extra classes more than the regular sommeliers. So I'm just.
Oh, okay.
I can
some
tell
electives.
You. Exactly. I just am like a real keener in that way. And so, yeah, I can let you know about a lot of different liquids. And you guys were talking about beverages that you love earlier.
You must have loved that.
Well,
I did.
Do you have
it.
A fall drink recommendation for everyone?
Of course.
A drink expert.
Mulled wine, which is.
Ooh.
Very heavy, so that would be perfect with like a small piece of carrot or just something light, right? Because mulled wine is like sits in your stomach
a
like
wafer?
A brick. Yes, or perhaps like just mulled wine on its own, because no food is light enough to counteract the heaviness of boiled
it's
wine.
It's that heavy.
But then nothing is balancing it out and you've just got heavy in your tum. That's my concern.
That's a really interesting point, and I will bring that up with the board, but this is our current stance.
You could suck in some helium or something, I guess.
Yeah, that'll make you a bit lighter, literally. That's so funny.
And it'll make your voice all funny.
Yeah, I guess if you were drinking mulled wine on the moon as well, that could be fine.
Yeah.
On the moon, are they only supposed to eat really heavy stuff to keep them weighed down?
That is what I would recommend, but they don't listen to me at NASA. Can't even get
are you
an
trying
email
you have written in
I do reach out to them from time
hey make
to
sure
time.
The astronauts are eating heavy food on the moon so they don't float away.
I just try to do what I can.
So you work at a vineyard, you said?
That's right.
Which vineyard is this?
It is the Self Tanner Vineyard.
Where is that? You mentioned you're Canadian.
Right. It is in, you know, Alberta. Yeah.
I didn't know they were known for their wines.
They're not. It's not a very good vineyard. I've been blacklisted from the industry.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, my God. I can't get into it legally right now, but maybe later in the episode.
Well, what if we...
maybe later in the episode, lawyer will let you know.
I'm waiting to hear back from my lawyer. I've been checking my email this whole time, so
just
I'll
like,
let you know
please,
what
can I tell people why I'm blacklisted?
I want to tell you so bad. It's just he's so strict with me.
Oh, well, let us know as soon as he gets back to you.
Honestly, my lawyer is kind of a fucking narc. Like, it's like my business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
True, yeah. He's not your mom.
No.
Unless it is your mom.
It is my mom, but it's just...
Oh, okay.
She's not...
He's a fucking narc.
when she's a lawyer, her pronouns are male. Just professionally, it's better to be a man in that job, I guess.
I trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or him in that context.
Thank you.
So on this vineyard, do people come for like tours and stuff?
Yes, they absolutely do. I also do the tours. I tour them around in my golf cart. They sit on the back and I zoom us around Jackass style. So we go over big jumps.
I'm going off jumps. Welcome to the vineyard.
We get a lot of air on my vineyard.
Oh, nice. You need something heavy to balance that out.
I know. It's just people get all drunk. People get all loose from all the liquids I offer them. And then we want to zoom around.
So this is basically like a big empty field. People can come get a food and any liquid they want, get drunk, and drive around in a golf cart.
Right. It's not an empty field. Obviously, it's a vineyard. We have like 2 to 4 grape plants as well. And so it's really
depending
important.
Depending on what?
It's really important to avoid those.
Why is it a range?
2 to 4, yeah, depending on if it's a if it's in season.
So out of season, there's only 2.
Yeah. Sad.
That's got to be hard.
It is. It's tough when there's only 2. It's kind of pathetic.
You just cut the tour in half.
I know. And then we really got to zoom around to wow them. We got to keep those Yelp reviews going.
So let's talk about the day you found Penny iPad.
That was a tough day. Tuesday.
And you found her in a barrel of wine?
I did. I was just trying to get in there for some alone time myself. Try to absorb.
Get into the barrel?
Yeah, I was trying to get in there just really be, you know, one with the liquid. It's a sommelier thing. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, yeah, like it says on your shirt.
Right. What is
it's a sommelier thing you wouldn't understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, like wine moms, like how they love memes. I'm just an extreme version of that. So my wallpaper is like, you know, don't talk to me before I've had my liquids, that kind of thing.
Oh, it's not wine specific.
No, like I said, I'm
just liquids.
All liquids, yeah.
I'm a woman of many liquids.
I only drink liquid on days that end in Y.
If you're reading this, get me more liquid.
this is your brain liquid. This is your brain on drugs. Dry.
Yeah, at the bottom of all of my cups, it says, if you can read this, get me some more liquid. That's just my general vibe. I think that says a lot about
me. Cool.
Yeah, so I was trying to get into that barrel to bond with the liquid and just like absorb it with my whole body. And there was already someone in there. And then at first, I was just like, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't realize it was ocupado. And then I realized that their whole head and body was under. And like, I'm not even that advanced. So I knew something was up. And so I, you know, yanked her head up, you know, beheading style, pulled her up by the hair.
Oh, you pulled her head off.
No, I didn't pull it off. But you know that style when people get beheaded and they hold them by the hair? I did that. And I was like, whoa.
Okay.
I was like, whoa, oh, better call the vineyard nurse, who's also me. So called myself up. I'm the only employee. And so I wasn't really sure what to do.
But just like procedure-wise, you had to call yourself.
Yeah, exactly. It had to just be all on the books. So
did you have to go change into like a nurse's outfit or something?
Yeah, of course. I ran in quick. I changed. I had a quick liquid because it was a stressful situation. And then, you know.
What's the quickest liquid?
The quickest liquid? Gin? You know,
just do like a shot of gin.
Yeah, I mean, I had a tall glass full of gin, and then straight away went right back, just in case she was alive or something. You know, it's so important to work hastily. So then I went back, and she was still dead. And so I then had to contact the vineyard police, which, as you know, is myself still. So
another quick change.
Another quick change. Another quick.
You had to
tall
grab
glass
a gun.
Of grabbed my gun. Grabbed, you know, another tall glass of fast liquid.
A tall glass of gin?
Another tall glass of gin, that's right. Every time I do a costume change, like while I'm in my closet, it's like, if it's
oh,
there.
These are costumes.
I mean, outfit change, what do you call them where you guys are from?
I haven't seen them.
Uniform, I guess.
Uniform. Yeah, in Alberta, we say, like, police costume.
And oh, sorry. Yeah. It's an accent right. thing.
Yeah. yeah. yes.
It's an accent thing you wouldn't understand.
yeah, I have that on like a grilling apron.
If you had an accent, if you were from somewhere else, that would be a very funny shirt to wear.
I love an apron that has some humor. I don't like an apron that's too stiff.
Yeah, you don't like an apron that has like a boring statement on it, like "I am the chef today."
No, exactly. Just have a little bit of personality, you know.
Currently cooking.
yeah.
Don't kiss me. I am the cook.
Don't kiss me. I'm very busy right now.
Yeah. It's just an apron that says, "I have a girlfriend." It's like, oh, sorry. sorry, I didn't know, but now I know.
oh, buzzkill.
I know. It's like, I just was going to say hi. So edgy. Can't even say hi to an apron anymore.
So as the police, as the Vineyard police, what do you now do?
Well, I was not sure what to do. So I went back. Rolled her around a little because she was all red from being in the wine. It was kind of gross, kind of freaking me out.
So this was a red wine she was in?
It was a red wine, yeah.
And sorry, where is the barrel stored? What room is this?
It's outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's in
It's like more of a rain barrel situation.
yeah. Yeah, that's right. So it's like, it's outside. It's fine. I was getting to it. Like, I'll bring it inside at some point. Obviously not now, I won't, but I was gonna. It was on my list.
It's evidence now.
Yeah, exactly, it's evidence. So then, you know, the real police or, you know, the city police showed up and asked me why I was so drunk. And it's like, I'm not on trial here. I called you.
Yeah, why are you so drunk? Why are you dressed as a cop?
I know. They were just giving me a lot of attitude. And so I was like, let me
Why
talk
do you
to
have
you.
The same costumes as us?
Yeah. They were just like being super weird about it. So I was like, let me talk to your manager. And they were like, what, like the mayor? And I was like, yeah. and so.
and so you did?
And so, yeah. And they brought me in the backseat of the car, which I thought was very disrespectful. They brought me to go see the mayor. And I was like, you better check your boys because they're fucking coming at me. And I'm just trying to be helpful. And then the mayor's like, you've got to stop coming in here so drunk. I have a wife, I told you. And I was like, this is not even about that this time.
That was on his apron.
yeah. yeah, one of those buzzkill aprons.
Honestly, like, his name is Mayor Buzzkill for a reason. That's what the locals call him, not just
wow.
me. And so he was like, okay, so you did not kill this woman? And I was like, no. Like, you think if I killed somebody, I would just be hanging around. I'd be fucking out of here. Sure, can I swear on this? I've done it quite a few times, so.
you can say fuck or shitting.
Okay, perfect.
And anything in between.
Okay, so this fucking
but nothing
shitting,
outside.
this fucking shitting mayor was like accusing me of all this stuff, and I just was like very put off by it. So I handed over all the paperwork to him, which was a post-it note I wrote to myself that day that said that girl died. Remember, just because I didn't want to forget. I have such a bad memory.
Like memento style, but you have stickies everywhere.
Yeah, so I gave him all the paperwork, transferred that over to him, and then had to get back to my guests. There were people waiting on the golf cart for...
They were drunk.
and then, you know, I saw in the news that, you know, the killer's still on the loose. And so that's when I contacted you guys, because it's like, now it's your problem. How about that?
Mm-hmm. It's our favorite kind of problem, though. No, I love it because we're gonna solve it.
Yeah, I'm off the hook for this one. I will remind
you.
No,
I'm gonna solve it. Though you're gonna have to do a lot of work in the second half, but I'll solve it in the end.
You pull her body out. You were the one who, at least beheading style, you pulled her out of the barrel.
Yeah, that's right, beheading style.
Did you notice any sign of wound, or do you think it was that she drowned in the barrel?
Well, she was all red, so it's so hard to tell if there was blood or not. But I will say there were a bunch of holes that could have been from a knife, but I don't know because she's red everywhere. And I don't want to, like, body shame her, but...
But she was at least punctured.
She was punctured, yeah, but it, you know, could have been anything. I didn't see any knife.
Right, so there was no weapon. There was no... wine
there,
leading
there
away
was,
from the barrel?
No, there was a weapon. There was a knife in there with her in the barrel. But
so
I
what
don't
do you
know.
Mean by you didn't see a knife?
Oh, I mean, I'm drunk, so maybe I misspoke.
Okay.
But there was a knife in there floating around with her, but I didn't know if that was related to her or if she, you know, if it was already there.
Right, I see. So was this at the beginning of the day? You mentioned there were already people there for a tour.
Yeah, that's right. It was like right at the beginning of my day, about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And that's usually when I wake up. So that's about what time it was.
Where you like kind of just, you wake up, you're in the middle of the field. You don't really remember much from the last day. And you go right back at it.
Yeah, that's right. And like, you know, I gotta wake up early like that to be on my grind to recommend, you know, pairings for things. Which is, you know, that's what I'm there for.
So presumably this happened overnight, sometime before 2 p.m.
I love that. I love that. That's so smart.
And you mentioned you didn't know Penny. So is there any reason that you saw maybe anecdotally that she might have been around and in the city? Like, I don't know, the launch of a new iPad? Like, is there any cause for her to be around?
Yeah, when they launch a new iPad, I know the family does do tours. And they go city to city.
Yeah, was that what this was?
Yeah, there was a new iPad released that month, I guess. And then so all the iPad children were around. I probably to different countries. She was probably the one assigned to Alberta.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we're going to do is take a quick break. And when we come back, hopefully we can figure out what happened to Penny iPad. Bye. Okay. And we are back on Killed to Death. I'm still here with Steve.
You get it.
And your nickname is Bones.
Yeah, that hasn't changed.
Why is your nickname Bones?
Because of all the bones in my body.
Oh, you got a lot of bones?
Yeah, I guess. 206.
Whoa, my best friend's nickname is Noodle because she's got a really noodly body. So it's like she's got no bones.
Oh, so it's okay. So it is bullying.
No, she loves it.
We're here. Sol, do you have a nickname?
Oh, do I? Yes. I mean, I'm known for many, many things, obviously. So people call me Stop It. Because I'm always up to no good.
So we are still here with Sol Stop It San Diego.
That's right. UFC style nickname.
Sol, you are a sommelier, the person who will recommend what liquid to pair with your food.
That's right. Put some respect on my profession.
You do this at the vineyard where you are the only employee.
I wear a lot of hats, though.
Literally, as part of your costumes. nurse's hat, a policeman's hat, etc.
Uh-huh.
You have 2 to 4 grapevines, but the tour is really driving drunk people around in a golf cart. Zooming, sorry.
We got like Molly and stuff, too. Like, it's a good time there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up around 2 p.m., stumble into the day at that point. But on Tuesday, you wake up at 2 p.m., you walk over to your outdoor rain barrel filled with wine as you needed some alone time. You go in. Unfortunately, it was occupado by a corpse, which you pull out beheading style. You think, oh, I better call the nurse. So you drink a tall glass of gin, put on a nurse's outfit. You come
Which
back.
Is,
you
at
say,
this point, classic Tuesday, right?
Oh, this happens frequently.
Oh, yeah. Is this something that's happened?
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of fatalities.
All in the same
manner? Oh, interesting.
All in the same what? Sorry?
Manner? Do you find them all stabbed to death in a rain barrel?
No, they're not always in a rain barrel.
But they are stabbed to death.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Yeah, you've got a big problem on your hands. Oh, have you heard back from your lawyer yet?
Perfect.
Let's just see.
Has he texted you?
No, but my mom did say to stop calling her. So. Similar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't saved either of the numbers. It gets a bit confusing, but I don't have time for that.
You don't know if it's mom, lawyer.
No, I have so much to do at my job that I can't just be like saving everyone's numbers. That doesn't really make sense time-wise.
No, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense for you.
No.
But as a nurse, you discover that, yes, Penny iPad is in fact dead. Holes in her body, a knife floating in the barrel. What you do when the real police show up and yell at you is ask to see Mayor Buzzkill. You are escorted there in the back of the car. He says, "I told you I have a wife."
I know, it's like, that makes no sense. I think you guys should look into him, because what a weird reaction.
Yeah, that's weird.
Fishy. To me, that's fishy.
And Penny iPad, just to remind people, is part of the iPad family that
iPad
invented
dynasty.
The iPad.
Yes.
The iPad dynasty, sorry.
Yeah.
Like the duck.
I think it was so smart of Apple to merge with iPad. They fit right into their product lineup.
Yeah.
Especially really? I thought it was so weird. But, you know, I'm not a businesswoman. I don't know business stuff.
Well, in a way you are. I mean, you run this whole vineyard.
Quick, take a shot and put on a tie.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is, Sol?
My favorite song?
It is your favorite song? The Skype theme song. It means someone is calling in. I am just going to click hello. Hello?
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 Who is this?
This is Mayor Kill.
I thought I recognized that voice.
I thought I recognized you.
Oh my god, it's been a minute.
Oh, huh. Excuse me, I have a wife.
Oh my god, you don't have to always do that. When are you going to come back to the vineyard?
That's how I open every call. I have to establish it off the top.
Sorry, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, alright.
Oh.
Nobody asked.
Sir, you are Mayor Buzzkill.
Yeah, that's right. If you'd like to use my full name, as so many people in the town love to do.
Oh yeah, I forgot. People in the town love to call you Mayor Buzzkill, but you prefer just Mayor Kill.
Well, technically, I guess it's my name. So thanks for using my full name, I guess, and I will look no further into it.
What town is this?
This is the town of Carlston.
Carlston, Alberta.
That's right. Have you heard of it?
I haven't. It sounds nice.
Excuse me. You live there.
Yeah.
See, this woman is constantly drunk. Constantly a disturbance to the entire town.
Oh, now I'm a disturbance.
Oh,
but when
please.
I'm driving you around on my golf cart, then it's, whoa, you're so cool. You drive so good.
Okay, well, yes, I did take a trip to the vineyard for my honeymoon with my wife, and we had a lovely time, so...
And did Sol drive so good?
Yes. Let's just say she's very good at her job, and I had an excellent time, and the vineyard is one of the hottest spots in our whole town.
What
and
do you mean
did
by
anybody,
let's just say?
Did anybody die while you were there?
Only one.
That's right, only one, and don't you forget it.
So, Mayor Kill, you know about the deaths at the vineyard.
There have been a few deaths at the vineyard, and it's incredibly perplexing. We, of course, have the police force looking into it, a number of stabbings, but all of them were pretty crummy people. So, ultimately...
I would agree with that assertion, and that's why I think nobody's looked into it that much. It seems like it's fine.
Well, listen, I still told them, look into this as if they were really great people. Imagine you were investigating the murder of your own child, and I'm not sure they did that. But I done all I can. I told them
you're
to
a good
really,
mayor.
I said, put yourself in that mind frame. Imagine someone you really liked died. Who's your favorite person?
My girlfriend.
Oh my God,
we get
this
it.
Again. Oh,
Jesus
this
Christ,
guy.
Man.
Give it a break.
Okay, fine, cool Steve. It's Steve.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Well, imagine that guy died. Ow.
God, that's so much more podcast work.
Yeah, so you'd probably be looking for the killer. But now imagine your least favorite.
Oh, you know what?
Died.
It would be great for the numbers.
You think?
Probably couldn't. I wouldn't continue doing the podcast in good conscience.
You'd have to do one. You have to do one last ep to solve his murder.
I will make this vow recorded and released on air. Steve, if I ever meet a tragic demise, please do one more episode about my death.
I agree.
That is
I
not
agree.
Joking.
If I
think that's the
no,
funniest thing in the world.
If I am murdered, this is on record. If I also am murdered, Griffin, please do one last episode and legitimately try and solve my murder. But yeah. It's like you and Gavin Pounds.
Exactly. Book some friends. Book Gavin and Shannon.
I just said this is like a sort of off moment, but I just got asked to do a memorial service show for a comedian that passed away. But I was not friends with this comedian, didn't like him, and went and like did the show. And when I got on stage, I was like, yeah, so like I didn't really know him. We did used to like sometimes fight online, and I'm like pretty sure that maybe I blocked him on Facebook. And you know, now he's dead, so like checkmate, motherfucker.
And would you like that to be an off recorded moment?
I mean, I did say that, and turns out his parents had flown in for the show and saw that.
Oh boy.
But I feel like it's maybe their fault that he was that way, so like, why didn't they ask me if I was friends with him before to like doing the show? That's what's weird to me. They didn't do their due diligence. The guy that was booking it didn't even ask me. He asked Erica Sigurdsson to ask me. And then I was like, I mean, yeah, but I'm going to talk some shit.
Oh, my God. All right, Griff, you want to bring us back with some kind of question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Mirakil, did you know that Penny iPad was in town?
Well, yes, I booked her for the promotion of a new iPad. They'd released an iPad small.
iPad small with phone capacity. I know this one.
Yeah, they'd released a new iPad and you can call on it. It was going to be a huge launch.
I thought it was kind of a stupid idea because like the thing I like about the iPad is how big it is. So it's like
I like
really
how it
make
can't make
sense.
Phone calls.
Yeah, me too. That's like my second favorite thing about it. So it makes
I also
no
don't
sense
know if that's true.
To ruin the two good things about an iPad.
Well, listen, I'm not only am I not part of the iPad family, but I'm an Android man.
Ooh, fishy.
Wait, you mean like fishy. You're robotic?
Well, my arm. Yeah.
That's a little joke.
No, I do have an iPhone, of course.
I mean, you're a mayor.
You're
That'd
a mayor.
Insane.
I'm a mayor. I have so many things, and I mean, I don't have enough time to save contacts and name them as numbers, but I've got time to...
Yeah, that wouldn't make
emails.
Sense.
That wouldn't make sense for my position, no.
So she was in town in Carlston to promote the iPad small.
Yeah, that's right. We'd hooked her up. We have an Apple store at our mall. We have one mall, and it has an Apple store. We're very excited about it, and we were honored to have her. So it would have been, I suppose, the next day she would have been unveiling of the new product, and she would have gingerly lifted the blanket over the iPad and revealed it. I believe that was all her entire duties,
and then she
clapped.
She was disgruntled, I should mention, when she first came to town because she went
you
to
You saw
go...
her when she first came to town?
No, I just heard about it because
okay.
Oh, dear.
She went to
the
Apple store.
Grapevine.
Cheeky. So she went...
Please, I have a wife.
I heard that she went to the Apple store and didn't realize that it was just a store that sells only apples. And so she had felt sort of tricked by whoever it is that invited her to town to do
okay.
this Apple
That's interesting.
Store yeah.
She was not Listen, I don't have contacts saved on my phone, but I can tell you right now, she was not returning my call.
That's so sad because, Mary, you said everyone was so excited about this Apple Store.
Well, everyone was excited about the Apple Store in town, certainly.
Who doesn't like apples?
Finally a place where you can get all the best apples from all over the town in one spot.
Finally. Keeps the doctor away.
That's right.
That's right.
That's why. And
that's one less drink for you.
We haven't had doctors for so long in this town that we figured this was probably the best trick.
Big city people don't see eye to eye with us about it, but it works for us.
Anyways, we were excited to have her because she was only doing a big city tour, but then when she heard about our Apple Store, they agreed and she landed and I'd yet to have met with her, but now it sounds like she was kind of put off by our town in general. So
it sounds like she might have been a crummy person.
Yes, it's
probably
almost
why
as
we
if,
haven't looked into this too much.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's good that she died.
So it almost she falls into the pattern of all the other people who have been stabbed to death at your vineyard.
Right, by myself and the mayor. Oh, I mean by whoever it is that does that.
Yeah, sorry, your accent.
Your mic cut out for a second there and I couldn't hear a word.
Yeah, no, I blacked out for a second too, so I don't know what just happened.
Well, just one more freaky deaky thing that happened at the vineyard, I guess.
It's spooky season. Stuff like this is bound
season.
To happen.
So if anyone else wants to come to Charlton, we have a great
You're
vineyard.
Drunk.
I'll admit I've had a couple of pops and we're here Monday through Friday. We offer great tours. I can attest Soul offers some incredible fast-paced tours around the vineyard, so
wow.
Feel free to come to the small town.
The contentious relationship you guys had definitely seems to be a facade.
No
you actually do get along.
No fuck you, Mayor Kill.
Hey, what on earth? You need to keep that behavior in line, ma'am.
All right.
See? We're at odds.
Okay.
A lot of conflict.
Will we ever find common ground?
And I guess you have proved that you do care about finding the killer by appearing here today.
I'm here. I can do anything that you need me to do and anything that I can do to help.
You're pretending it's the person you care most about.
That's right. Luke Perry.
Oh, you're too late, my man.
Oh, what? Was he murdered?
You've already been through this situation. You know what? Maybe. I mean, that wasn't the official cause.
I'm looking into it. That's
was he punctured?
Just now, I'm looking into
was
it.
Was he punctured?
My guess is no, or else that would be a more well-known fact. Let me just do a quick Google. Steve, you're still here. Do you want to stall while I Google?
Yeah, no problem. I believe it's my job to solve the murder, so I believe it was Sol and the mayor.
What? Whoa.
Because.
Whoa,
and
whoa,
I've put
whoa.
I've pieced together a couple of different... Excuse me. Piece together a couple different clues here.
Well, let's just hold on a second. If I was involved, I don't have time because of all my jobs. Didn't you hear? I'm sommelier. I do nurse shit. I'm a police officer. I do the tours. I drive around crazy style.
I stab people.
Oh, no.
And once again, unfortunately.
I blacked out again.
See, this is part of why I think it may have been the two of you, is the habit to black out and forget the things that you've done. Or in this case, maybe not forget and periodically confess to the things that you've done.
What, a girl can't black out and confess anymore? I thought this was a free country.
Oh, you're showing us the back of your shirt. And I'd like to say that I've solved a murder as well. Luke Perry died of a stroke.
Oh, thank God.
And And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death.
I did this one.
Steve did it. I helped with the Luke Perry.
Well,
one.
I didn't do it.
We got him. We got
we
him.
We have a confession.
We got him.
That's it. Lock him up right now.
Lock him up.
Lock him up.
So it looks like Steve is going to jail. Steve killed Penny iPad for motives unknown. I'd like to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song. You can follow Killed to Death Podcast on Instagram, K2D Pod on Twitter. If you have a suggestion for a murder you'd like to hear, you can email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. We just today had a fan share the word about Killed to Death on Instagram. They tagged us. It was very nice. If you want to do that.
Can we shout them out?
Yeah.
No.
Emily something.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Hang on.
All right, I'll stall. I did it because the thing is, I hate iPads too big, and I didn't realize that the new one was going to be small.
Oh,
so I thought
I didn't
by doing
either.
This, yeah, I thought by doing this that I would maybe stop the whole chain of iPads from being created by killing off one of the family members, but that didn't do anything. I think they're still going to release a small one anyway, and whoops.
If you'd like to be like Emily Burnell, please share the word about our podcast. It means a lot to us. That's all I have to plug. We will turn now to Seoul, San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything people should check out?
Yes, please check me out on Instagram. I'm at Zac Efron, and I'm also on Twitter at Tony Hawk.
Any other Twitter accounts or Instagrams you want to plug? Now is the chance.
Just those ones.
Thank you. All right. Listeners can also look at the title of the episode.
Yeah, if you happen to look at the title of the episode,
don't look at the title. Just go follow me at Tony Hawk and at Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. That's what everyone says when he arrives.
Yeah,
Kathy
says. It's a Kathy parody. Yeah.
Steve, do you want to have anything to say before you go to jail?
Yeah, do your final episode, man.
Our pact does not count for if one of us goes to jail or is canceled. I do want to say that.
Shit. Okay, I didn't realize
that.
It's only
in the case of, I was going to say murder, but any in case of my death, do one more episode solving that murder. But in terms of jail, don't do any more. Distance yourself, man.
All right, well, distance yourself. That's my plug. Everyone unfollow me, I guess.
That's good COVID advice.
Yeah.
And I want to say to all our listeners out there in podcast land,
Charlesburg, Alberta.
Yeah, you know what? This one goes out to everyone in Charlesburg, Charleston, or Carlton, Alberta. Keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. So-